My guest today on Piano Jazz is composer pianist Stefano Bolani, a man whose musical ideas stretch one's imagination to the limit. With stunning improvisations, he weaves melodies and harmony into works of quiet beauty. Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm very well, and I'm so glad to be here. You cannot imagine how much.
It's really amazing to meet a jazz pianist from Italy. It isn't often that we have somebody here from another country that knows about the show.
Yeah,
and
we're
so
course.
Glad to have you on it. We've got your records. And I love your improvisations. The way you take the melody and you go from one key to another. It's very a musical idea that I liked a lot. So maybe you would do me a favor and you'd open with, I think it's called Promenade.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll do that.
Oh, that's wonderful. I'll be listening. Some of your pieces sound like you're improvising. Do you actually sit down with a pencil and paper and write out the tune?
Yeah, I do, because I'm coming from a classical background, so I was classically trained at the conservatory in Florence, and I really compose like a European composer. I just write down the melody, and then... Of course, while I start playing the song, I'm just, doing other things. I'm improvising, and then usually the Bolani piano player hates the composer, the Bolani composer, because he wants to play something different from the original composition.
I know you studied the classics. Where?
In Firenze, Florence, the town which I used to live in. I had a very old school teacher. He had the stick in his hand. And while each time I was having a mistake somewhere in some Chopin or Brahms, he was doing like, pah, on my hands.
That's terrible.
Yeah, he was really old school. And he hated jazz music, actually. But he was very good for me because he really trained me with old classical technique.
Gee, I never heard of somebody hitting you with a stick. Maybe he'd ruin your knuckles so you couldn't play.
Yeah, exactly. It happened to me all the time at the conservatory.
Well, what did you do after he hit you? Did you have to start over again?
I was just enjoying playing the piano because at the same time I was having lessons with this guy, with this maestro, but at the same time I was having private jazz lessons and I was starting playing. So I immediately knew that I didn't want to become a classical musician. I just wanted to finish the conservatory, to be a jazz musician, but classically trained.
Really?
Yeah.
So did you get a degree before that? And then you said, now I'm going to play jazz.
Yeah, exactly. But now he's accepting that. He came to a concert of mine recently after 12 years, and he enjoyed that. He liked the drums, which is unbelievable to me. He liked the double bass improvising. He liked the things we were playing. He really liked that. It's amazing.
He didn't have the stick anymore.
No.
You should have hit him
with
a drumstick.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I would love to hear another of your tunes. Yeah. This one.
Buzzillare, yeah.
Buzzillare.
You sound good. You know, it's difficult even for an Italian guy because it's fake Italian. It doesn't really exist. It's not a real word.
Well, that's all right.
It doesn't mean anything,
but actually. But it's going to be a real tune.
Yeah, I hope so. So.
Okay, I'm listening. Was like the first two or three jazz tunes you learned to play when you started? Did it like putting your toe in the water?
Well, actually, I started with imitating a record, which was a record with of a classical piano player playing Ragtime by Scott Joplin. Actually, I started trying to play Maple Leaf Ragan, The Entertainer, but the problem was that I was 8 years old. I
already 8 years old.
8 years old. But the problem was that I was listening to the record with a wrong fastness. How do you say that? It was a 33 turns. I was listening very bad to this record. My father came in and saying, this is not the right thing to do. And the song for me was like that. That was Ragtime for me, you know.
That's so what you heard.
Yeah, my father came in saying, no, it's not bad. And he came. And for me, it was a nightmare. I said, okay, everybody can do that, you know. It's
so it's you so learned slow. It.
Yeah, and I learned it to play very fast and very funny. So, and I still love to play Ragtime.
Well, it is a fun kind of music to play.
Yeah.
People should never kind of make fun of those old players because it's wonderful.
Yeah.
It's wonderful music. In fact, I'd love to hear your take on that. Why don't you play?
Yeah.
This is Maple Leaf Rag.
Maple Leaf Rag.
Do that. It's wonderful. To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station. Log on to pianojazz.npr.org to find a station in your area. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. Support for Piano Jazz comes from Fazioli Pianos, the Friends of Piano Jazz at NPR.